Now we're going to move on to Pakistan, where people there are holding new mass protests to condemn an anti-Islam cartoon recently published by French magazine Charlie Hebdo. Well, the protests are underway in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Protesters are holding banners bearing the name of Prophet Muhammad, who has been insulted by the Charlie Hebdo cartoon. They also carried a banner reading "Stop Terrorism Against Islam." Pakistan and many other countries around the world have been the scene of angry demonstrations against the French magazine's insulting move in recent days. Protesters want the West to outlaw sacrilege against divine religions. Well, crossing over to Karachi, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Touri. Mohammed, thanks so much for being with us. Please, Mohammed, tell us the latest. We're seeing just about every day, it appears, that we're having demonstrations in Pakistan regarding these cartoons. Tell us about today.
Well, Marzia, once again, after 2012, when we witnessed very violent protests across Pakistan, not just Pakistan, but across the world. But again, it seems like the international community is turning a deaf ear to this very important issue. Today, many of the people who I met with, they took it to the philosophical discourse and saying that absolute freedom doesn't exist. And the West is actually having the double standard when it comes to Prophet Muhammad or Islam as a whole. And obviously, this selective freedom or this cherry picking is something was very criticized in the intellectual communities of Pakistan. And today in the protests, everybody was outraging over the double standard of the international community, and particularly over this French satirical Charlie Hebdo that once again published these caricatures of Prophet Muhammad, and that obviously outraged Pakistani people. But this is not the full stop. I don't see any period to it. And there is again expectation that more protests and even violent protests are about to come, because we don't see any seriousness on the international platform as far as the blasphemy and derogatory as acts of these satiricals are concerned, particularly for the most revered personality of a religion and a personality that is followed by over 1.5 billion Muslims across the globe. So obviously, I don't see anything positive as far as the international community's response so far. But here in Pakistan, there are some who are expecting from the Muslim Ummah, from the Muslim countries, that they should come in and they should take a stand and take an initiative of banning these things and taking this issue on the international level.
All right, thank you so much, Mohammed. I'm so sorry, we're out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Mohammed Touri, Press TV's correspondent in Karachi.